The Problem with Sudden Dance, a Bryson Wilde audio thriller by R.J. Jagger.
Wilde pushed the pedal to the floor. The Magnemus responded. A mile clicked off, then two. Jory Ray couldn't have walked this far. Wilde's chest tightened. The woman had to be in the coupe. That was the only explanation. She wouldn't have hitched a ride. She'd been making a point by stomping off, but she wouldn't have gone so far as to abandon him. She must have been taken. Wilde could picture it. A beautiful Indian woman appearing up ahead through the windshield, so wonderfully alone out here in the middle of nowhere, a shapely swaying sundress, a tasty little morsel to gobble up and throw away. 10 minutes. That's how much of a lead the coupe had. Wilde gripped the wheel with both hands and powered Blondie to the edge of losing control, backing off only when the tires squealed or when the ass end started to swing out, and even then, hardly at all. A mile later, the road forked. Wilde skidded to a fishtailing stop, deciding. Left, that was the way south, the way to Mexico. Right, that was the wrong way. Pick one, pick one, pick one. He swung to the right, hoping that Jory Ray had mentioned El Paso or Mexico, hoping that whoever took her knew Wilde would eventually come after him. A mile passed, then another. The terrain was high-altitude prairie, framed with mesas in the distance where thunderheads were building. Then, something happened. A black sedan was pulled over at the side of the road up ahead. Wilde didn't let up on the gas until he was right on it, where he slammed on the brakes and fishtailed to a stop. He got out, gun in hand, and shouted,
"Jory Ray!"
No one responded. No one was in the vehicle.
"Jory Ray!"
No one answered. He held his breath and listened, turning his head, pointing his ears in every direction. Then he heard something out of the thick prairie brush. Something not natural, more like the low baritone of a voice than a bird or act of nature. He ran that way. What he saw, he couldn't believe. Jory Ray was staked out, spread eagle on the ground, struggling against ropes and trying to make all the noise she could through a gag. Her dress was pulled up, but her panties were still on. Her legs and chest and arms were drenched in sweat. Her eyes were wild. Her lips were bloody. She was alone. Suddenly, Wilde's peripheral vision picked up a movement. He spun to find three men silently charging. The closest was right on him. A knife swung at his face. Wilde twisted far enough to avoid the steel, but so fast and awkward that the movement slapped him to the ground. His spine landed on a rock, and a violent jolt shot up his back and into his brain. The man lunged. Wilde jerked the barrel up and pulled the trigger. The man landed on him, lifting his arm to stab the knife down, and then collapsed with a limp thud. Wilde grabbed his arm, but there was no strength left in it. The man didn't move. He was waiting. Wilde shot his eyes up to get the location of the other two men. 4 steps away, a man threw a rock at his face with every muscle of his body. It hit the other man in the side of his head, crushing his skull and splattering spray into Wilde's face. He shot. Another rock came, landing in the dirt not more than a few inches from Wilde's face. He frantically twisted out from under the body. When he got to his feet, the other two men were running into the terrain. Their speed was fast. Their bodies were strong. Wilde pointed the gun at the back of the closest one. His finger hesitated. He lowered his aim and shot at the man's legs. The bullet landed to the right, exploding the dirt. The men kept running. 6 bullets. That's how many he'd shot. None were left. He had more, but they were back in Blondie at the other end of the universe. He cut Jory Ray loose and pulled her up. The other two men who had disappeared into the thickness of the boulders and brush were suddenly back in sight, 50 yards away. Not running, but coming directly at them with a purposeful stride. Jory Ray kicked the dead man in the face. Wilde pulled her away and said,
"We've gotta go!"
They ran. 10 steps later, Wilde slowed just enough to turn and see if the men were giving chase. They were.